This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We always have information overload here, but today is particularly incredible. The COVID-19 total lockdown, permanent mask, forced inoculation paradigm is here. And every facet of it is a verifiable fraud. We've discovered two giant lies that destroy the entire myth that no one is even reporting on. And on top of it, our report that was posted to Greg Reese's channel on YouTube was censored, they said, by the United Nations. So now, as Congress sits on their ass, our country itself is under UN control.
We're seeing their foot soldiers, which the Chinese use, Mao use, to really instill fear and make everyone know in China that not a single person is above the law, to attack institutions you thought were untouchable, whether it was the founders, and then it got to the saints. It starts off with tearing down Catholic saint statues and desecrating churches, but before you know it, places like the Washington Post are attacking my neighborhood priest, Monsignor Pope. And we're talking in L.A. with Garcetti. They're going to turn off the power. They're saying they're going to go after parties. They're going to go after churches and places that refuse to shut down. Places like Harvest Rock that are suing the state of California and saying that they have a right to gather, a First Amendment right to gather, just like the protesters do. It's a double standard completely. It's a new system.
Portland's army of black bloc morons has continued its war on its enemy in the nation's elderly. One woman stood in front of the mob and ordered them to stop trying to destroy the Southeast Portland precinct. After being smothered in paint, she continued to stand her ground.
Our black friends are dying!
You know what?
While another woman with a walker eventually extinguished a fire started by the mob in a trash can. The group, organized by the Youth Liberation Front, reportedly came equipped with ties made out of rebar meant to pop police vehicle tires. Several of the ties were thrown into the street, and police vehicles ran them over, causing damage to tires, according to Portland police.
Black Lives Matter! We're gonna burn their building down!
As Antifa cells move into neighborhoods and target the elderly, as they did Andy Ngo's elderly parents and a woman they dubbed the Nazi lady. It is slowly dawning on at least some of these Soros tools that what awaits them after being bailed out by seditious lawyers isn't a communist utopia. Instead, it's at least a 5-year prison sentence or a severe beating by the locals.
White boys didn't know where he was going and broke my f-ing window in my truck. This wasn't no this is a residential area. There's one of those stores over here.
It's going bad. The Antifa guys are being chased like crazy. Told you, Ucaipa ain't the place to be. Those are Antifa guys running. Antifa guys they're getting
Rico Agard-Berry, who was released without bail after hurling an explosive device at the federal courthouse in Portland, was identified by his own President Trump-supporting grandma. Berryhill is charged with felony arson and faces a minimum of 5 years in prison if convicted. 18-year-old Isaiah Mazza faces 30 years in prison. Mazza was seen lighting a fuse on a cylindrical object and throwing it inside the courthouse through the broken window, authorities say. The object exploded near federal agents exiting the building and injured both legs of a deputy U.S. Marshal. At least 250 black bloc communist-loving idiots have been arrested nationwide. Some will spend a decade in prison, while others will be free to come back for more stupidity. John Baum reporting.
And information I have in front of me is so powerful, so important, that I'm actually having an anxiety attack. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWars. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The year is 2020, 83 days out from the election, and now every major establishment talking head media outlet, bought and paid for by the Chi-Coms and the globalists, is telling us that President Trump is a dictator, that's illegitimate, this must be driven from office, and that all communications with any populist American organizations must be shut down. They are now officially announcing a plan that when Joe Biden loses in a landslide, despite their election fraud, that they are going to have every blue state secede and have their own inauguration saying that he is indeed the president and completely dividing this country. This is how foreign enemies can take down the United States, not with an outward military attack, but with a collapse from within. And that is our top story. Continuing, we'll be covering it coming up in the second hour. We have a whistleblower from Facebook joining us. Also, Roger Stone has had Bill Gates come out and respond to him. And Roger pointed out that the vaccine's untested and dangerous. He'll be joining us to talk about that and the latest on the campaign season. It's now the Civil War season. And Laura Loomer in all the polls way ahead, set to win the primary. Many polls way ahead, the Democrat challenger as well. Now, the telephone company isn't letting her call people or send text messages. So big tech's now moved into big telecoms with election meddling. This is true warfare. Okay. We told you COVID-19 would be permanent, a permanent lockdown, permanent mask, permanent forced inoculations, the end of mom-and-pop stores, a dystopic nightmare, a worldwide depression, hundreds of millions starving to death, and that it would never end until we ended it. Until we expose the fraud. Every level of it has been a lie and a deception. I have three huge stories here, all of which we have broken, all of which InfoWars has discovered, all of which no one even knows about. Now, it isn't about the credit. But I want listeners to understand, one of these stories would devastate the COVID hoax. We have three of them. Premeditated lying by the United Nations and by the NIH. Now, I was up here this weekend working with Greg Reese and working with the rest of the weekend crew. He's also here during the week. That works 7 days a week. And he said, have you seen this Forbes article? Why the WHO faked a pandemic from 2010? And I said, holy Toledo, no, but I remember reading about that at the time. And I go, have you seen this? And he goes, no. Faith in a quick test leads to an epidemic that wasn't. New York Times, 13 years ago. Now, he did a report on these with the WHO's own numbers and their own admissions that if you've had the flu or a cold or a bacterial infection, this is from the CDC, that it tests positive.
Bill Gates had to come out this weekend, respond to Roger Stone and say, okay, it's true, the tests are fake. Wow. But it doesn't matter. We'll still keep you locked down forever over it. Because notice it's all about numbers of infected now, not about death. And then you learn there's hundreds of stories, one every day, about, oh, this LGBT professor, she died of COVID. Doesn't exist. Being put out by PSYOP squads at Big Pharma. Oh, this child fell and died in the bathtub. But they tell you he died of COVID. Every day. Gets even worse. Our crew, Rob, that does the searches in there while I'm talking on air about subjects, he'll pull it up. He went and read the article from Axios, 97,000 children test positive for COVID-19, the school's eye reopening. He thought he might actually go to the report they're using from the National Hospital Association. He gets his numbers from the CDC, Children's Hospital Association. They're counting people, and almost all of them are 24 years old or 19. So they're now counting, just like they count 30-year-old migrants, invaders, Islamists, men, as children and put them in school, in middle school with your daughters. And German TV says, and after-school shows, oh, this is Inga. She's 14. She has her 18-year-old boyfriend now. They're getting married. He's from Syria. He's like a 30-year-old dude. They're literally matchmaking your daughters with Islamicists. Because they promise them in the ads, come to Germany, you get women. Come to Sweden, you get women. And they're like, the women, grown-up women are like, I don't want this deadbeat, you know, Islamicist. Chop my head off, but they can give them a dumb 14-year-old. A lot of them get tortured and killed. My point is that this is the age of total deception, ladies and gentlemen. But wait till I get to this, because here's the bigger enchilada. Greg Reese put his report out last night on his own personal channel. I guess they haven't banned yet. I'm sure Media Matters will do a big story about it and they'll get it banned. He's had it before he worked here. But it's always at band.video, but he backs him up there. Mainstream media and science expose COVID-19 as a hoax. His source is the CDC website. His source is the New York Times and Forbes. And they said, here's the letter. Here's them giving him a strike. Video content restrictions. YouTube doesn't allow content that explicitly disputes the efficacy of World Health Organization, the United Nations. And it goes on to say, as you know, community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. The mainstream media and science exposed COVID-19 as a hoax. Was flagged to our review upon review. We determined that it violates our guidelines. We removed it from YouTube. And it goes on. So let that sink in. Remember what the CEO, heck, pull that up. She said it on CNN and CBS. CEO Susan Wojcicki says, CEO of YouTube says, no one is allowed to disagree with the UN. She says that. She says, whatever the UN says, we follow. Now, they said 2.5 million Americans would die. They said we had to be locked down for 15 days because the hospitals would be full. None of it was true. They never intended to let us not be locked down. In fact, their white papers said that. They said, you'll never go back to life the way it was. You'll never stop wearing masks, and you'll never shake hands again. And they're doing it based on a pandemic that is a hoax. There's a real pneumonia. It's about a quarter the strength of the flu. It spreads very easily, and it gives high false positives. But more importantly, Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci already have that chimera patented with two major patents for humans, four more for animals that also say can be used in humans. That's the ingredient for the vaccine. That's the attenuated virus. But it's not attenuated. It's live, and it's a DNA virus. It goes in and reprograms your DNA. So there's a larger agenda here, and it's about the vaccine they give you that's the real effect. So they need to own the thing that they're then going to control. And it's so diabolical. So when we come back, we're going to play you the report that's at the Greg Reese section at band.video. Go to band.video. Like your lives depend on it, your freedom depends on it, and the world depends on it, because this is engineering a worldwide collapse. Click on the left-hand side, the three little lines, pulls down the menu of all the different people, and in there you'll find Greg Reese. And you click on that, and you'll see his latest censored report. The only place you can see it's banned.video. Mainstream media and science expose COVID-19 as a hoax. It is all mainstream CDC, New York Times, Forbes, word for word what they say. He shows that, but it's from 10 years ago. The CDC's from right now. So it doesn't, it's like Stalin having people airbrush out of photos of him that he had executed. You're not allowed to remind people that this is 1984, Winston Smith, the memory hole, because it's all a lie. And we're going to show you these news articles and show you when the UN staged a pandemic as a drill 10 years ago and Forbes reports on it and when they did it previous to that and how they used fake testing. And then we're going to show you the CDC where they admit the test is fake. Fake. But they just say, we allow it, so it's okay. It's all semantical games, and we need Congress and President Trump to act, and he is appointing a new doctor above Fauci that knows this is all a hoax, is going to be exposing it. But man, I tell you, the irrevocable damage to the global economy is already here. It's the cover for their worldwide reset. They're popping the bubble on purpose to bring down America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
This is a big deal. This is our entire civilization being put under medical martial law to track and control you and force you to be inoculated and decide who's essential and who's not. And it's all based on premeditated Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, NIH, UN, Chi-Com deployment, where they had the UN and China create the hysteria, put out the fake numbers, create the fear, and launch this operation that they drilled for last October and November in Event 201 and Lockstep. And remember, people really started getting concerned about this when the CEO of YouTube came out 3-4 months ago on TV and said, oh, if something doesn't agree with the WHO, it's the gold standard. Then we don't allow it. And then we saw hundreds of doctors and nurses and epidemiologists and virologists and scientists, prestigious ones, down to local clinic owners and medical doctors and emergency room doctors, saying, hey, I treated 400 people, 900 people. They all got better with hydroxychloroquine and zinc. Hey, I did this. Hey, I did that. And they go, sorry, UN says that's not allowed. And it's all Fauci with remdesivir, that he had a fake study that said it made you 8% better. And then that was a lie. Then they put out another fake study saying that hydroxychloroquine didn't help you, paid for by Bill Gates' foundation. They had to withdraw it. It was a fraud. And they used that still at the UN to say you can't prescribe hydroxychloroquine. So they didn't come by land. They didn't come by sea in blue helmets. They came through medical tyranny in white jackets. And Trump's gotten us out of the WHO, but still the big U.S. foundations and globalist foundations and European foundations run the U.N. They created it. So he cuts one head off the Hydra, and he's still there with Fauci and Gates and all the rest of it. And Gates smiling with Fareed Zakaria on CNN. Oh, we're never going to reopen America again. And Gates goes, that's right. And that's so happy. It's like he just won $85 trillion. I mean, the inappropriate, sick, evil, celebrating in front of us. So the report has 99,000 views, went up last night. Mainstream media and science exposed COVID-19 as a hoax. And it does. What's crazy is the actual science of the CDC website says this is the biggest false positive test ever. Almost all of them are false positive. Zinc inside your cells, you can't get it. It actually says that on their website. But you try to, we've had videos we put out where we read off the CDC website, where there's actually real scientists putting this up. They're not Fauci, the bureaucrat of 45 years. And then that gets removed. And they cite as the authority the United Nations that got caught covering up the Wuhan lab and covering up human transmission. Remember all that? And now our own doctors. The Trump's had his tweets censored. When he shows a press conference of 15 medical doctors in front of the Capitol. In America, we can't have doctors having a press conference. And now Laura Loomer has had her phone bank system shut down by the phone company. They're saying she can't make phone calls or send text messages for her congressional campaign because she's in the lead. My God! It's beyond election meddling. It's all happening because Congress won't act. And so because they won't act regulatorily, the UN is now coming into the vacuum and is in charge of America. Trump and Congress must act now with 83 days left. Here is the report. It's so powerful. Share it. This is what the UN says you can't hear. And we had to set up our own network, our own infrastructure, just to be able to bring you this. This is so precious. And I'm just the quarterback of the ball. I throw it. You don't catch it and run, we lose. I'm firing that ball out there, baby. I need you to share this right now. If you want to kick some globalist ass, here it is.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
In 2010, Forbes magazine accurately reported on the WHO's fraudulent response to the swine flu. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe declared the false pandemic is one of the greatest medicine scandals of the century. By their own rules, a pandemic requires simultaneous epidemics worldwide with enormous numbers of deaths and illness. 11 weeks into the outbreak, only 144 people died worldwide, and the WHO declared a pandemic. Just 1 month before, they changed the rules. You could now have a pandemic with zero deaths. And when questioned, they claimed the old rule never existed.
Now, there is some confusion here, and I hope to clarify. Having severe death has never been part of the WHO pandemic.
The WHO director, Dr. Margaret Chan, then went on to push left-wing politics, the redistribution of wealth for equity and social justice, and claimed that a welfare state is the savior of globalism. Over $18 billion was misallocated on this fake pandemic.
All right, let's stop right there.
In 2000,
the crew's doing an excellent job. I went to this video about a minute late, so we won't have time to play the whole report. Most of Greg's reports are 4 minutes long. This one's five. I've forgotten that. So when we come back, I'll play the full report. But it's so concise. It's 5 minutes that overturns the entire COVID-19 hoax from pillar to post with their own UN statements, their own documents, their own admissions, New York Times, Forbes Magazine, CDC.gov. It's just so incredible. And imagine the UN says you can't have this. We'll also, when we get back, show you the CEO of YouTube again saying that she takes orders, and that if something disagrees with the UN, it's not allowed. As if they were totally right all the time, we'd have a right to be wrong, but they're liars. So again, we wake up in this new world with big tech under UN control. We've got to raise the alarm. We can't let them just normalize all of this based on their frauds. Separately, we have the Reopen America Back to School special. And what it is an extension of the other big sale, but I can't do the free shipping because we're bringing in funds, but not enough to run the operation. So we did the accounting. It's still a great deal, 50% off Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Living Defense. That's so good, beyond probiotics, with all these herbs and known healthy compounds to flush out unwanted little visitors and really balance out your intestines. It's amazing. You heard people call in. It's got 5-star reviews. Living Defense, you really owe it to yourself to get that 50% off. Despite the fact all this is selling out, it's still VasoB, 50% off, selling out. Turbo Force, 10 hours of clean energy, 50% off, selling out. Vitamineral Fusion, the amino acids, and with the zinc and the vitamins and minerals and all of that, good for adults and children, 50% off, still know it's selling out. And double Patriot points, instead of 5 cents on the dollar, 10 cents on the dollar on your next order. We have Ultra 12. We have Lung Cleanse, DNA Force Plus, that's so important. Winter Sun Plus to boost your immune system with the vitamin D3 under the tongue and the vitamin K with it to boost it more. That's so important just for regular life, folks. Chill Force helps you in a nice, relaxed way. Relax in the evening. It's not technically a downer. It just smooths your brain out. It's amazing. Super Female Vitality. Give it to your wife or girlfriend. See what happens. BioTrue Selenium is amazing. It's essential. Stendawise is selling out, by the way, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, that sale's about to end. Storable food back in stock. Need to get it as soon as you can. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, spread the word. We're about to break the lie that is COVID-19. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now, here we are, already into August.
and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is Beyond Probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Decide not going to adapt to being a slave. But we're going to throw this thing off together with our kinship and go to the future. We're not going to let these tyrants steal the future from us. We're going to let this attack energize us to rise to the occasion. All right, here is the CEO, Susan Wojcicki, on CNN. There's a bunch of these clips with Humpty Dumpty. Ryan Stelter, the worst gaslighter on the planet. They're so conservative, say the sky is blue. Everyone knows that it's purple at high noon. Why? There's no liberal media. There's nothing but conservative media, and we need to shut them down. That was 2 days ago. I'll get to that later. I mean, this is a person that lives to try to lie to you, and he's the worst liar ever with 100,000 viewers. But when he says censor something, and his little minion, Oliver Darcy, says it, it happens because they speak for the establishment. So here he is interviewing her, and she's talking about, oh, we only go off the WHO, and if you disagree with that, it's gone. Here it is.
But then we also talk about removing information that is problematic. You know, of course, anything that is medically unsubstantiated, so people saying, like, take vitamin C, take turmeric, like, those are all will cure you. Those are the examples of things that would be a violation of our policy. Anything that would go against World Health Organization recommendations would be a violation of our policy. And to remove is another really important part of our policy.
Our policy. Remember a couple of years ago, she's up on the stage with another one of the CEOs, and they go, I don't like Alex Jones. My son's been watching him. She goes, don't worry, he'll be gone soon. This is who's watching you and listening to you with the Google assistants and the Alexa assistants with Amazon, and you just bring it in your house to publicly listen to you? I mean, the cell phone's already been listening to you. I told you that 20 years ago, unless you've got it turned off. Now they're just doing it. That's okay, because Google helps run death camps in China, along with Apple and Nike. We like Kaepernick. So it's all this non-threatening facade, this non-threatening cover. And now, that was back on April 19th, when she gave that little interview on Patriots Day. Now here we are, 4 months later, and hundreds of doctors, hundreds of scientists, Cedars-Sinai, put out a video that had been out for months that Trump talked about putting light in the lungs, and they got their video banned. Oh, no, the UN says, not a top research hospital. Think about that. There's not much further to go other than not letting us use text messages or phones, and now Laura Loomer's in the lead to win the Republican primary and to beat the Democrat in the general election, so now she's not allowed to use a telephone. They turned her telephone service off. She's joining us today. They're like, oh, we don't allow hate. Sorry, your campaign system can't send text messages to people. Stories on Infowars.com. That's the plan. It's here. And Congress sits there and goes, we don't regulate the internet. No, no, Section 230. And so now the CHICOMs and the UN do, because by the vacuum of us having a prohibitive law, like the Second Amendment or the First Amendment says, you can't take guns and you can't censor speech. It's a law that protects, not a law that inhibits. But by their lack of action, they have put us under corporate UN control. Here's the Greg Reese Report.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
In 2010, Forbes magazine accurately reported on the WHO's fraudulent response to the swine flu. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe declared the false pandemic is one of the greatest medicine scandals of the century. By their own rules, a pandemic requires simultaneous epidemics worldwide with enormous numbers of deaths and illness. 11 weeks into the outbreak, only 144 people died worldwide, and the WHO declared a pandemic. Just 1 month before, they changed the rules. you could now have a pandemic with zero deaths. And when questioned, they claimed the old rule never existed.
Now, there is some confusion here, and I hope to clarify. Having severe death has never been part of the WHO pandemic.
The WHO director, Dr. Margaret Chan, then went on to push left-wing politics, the redistribution of wealth for equity and social justice, and claimed that a welfare state is the savior of globalism. Over $18 billion was misallocated on this fake pandemic. In 2005, Dr. Peter Doshi published a paper entitled, Are U.S. Flu Death Figures More PR Than Science?, drawing upon data from the CDC. The CDC bundles together influenza and pneumonia and counts them together, which is strange because according to their own data, there are far more deaths caused by pneumonia than the flu. For example, out of the 62,000 pneumonia and influenza deaths from 2001, only 18 cases were lab-confirmed influenza, 0.03%. From 1979 to 2002, there were an average of 58 influenza deaths per year. In 2004, CDC Director Glenn Nowak gave a presentation wherein he called upon the media to state concern and alarm, predict dire outcomes, and urge influenza vaccination. The Flu Protection Act of 2005 required the Secretary of Health and Human Services to conduct public influenza awareness campaigns preceding every flu season. Sales of the flu vaccine began skyrocketing, bringing in billions of dollars to the manufacturers, all for something that kills, on average, less than 100 people a year. In 2007, the New York Times published an article entitled, Faith in Quick Test Leads to Epidemic That Wasn't. It explains how the same PCR tests being used now for COVID-19 misdiagnosed over 100 healthcare workers in New Hampshire and rang the bell for a whooping cough epidemic that turned out to just be the common cold. The PCR tests were never meant to detect a specific virus, and yet they are being used today to detect COVID-19. The CDC even admits that the PCR test will detect any viral infection as COVID-19, including the common cold. The current data from the CDC on COVID-19 shows the same fakery that we have seen so far. Just as the CDC falsely counted pneumonia deaths as influenza deaths in the past, they are now counting both pneumonia and influenza as COVID-19. You can see it clearly in the CDC's own data. Beginning in the end of March, right after the shutdown began in the U.S., pneumonia and influenza deaths dropped to zero, just as COVID deaths began to surge. COVID-19 is a quantifiable hoax. After years of unchecked big pharma fraud, we are witnessing their greatest swindle yet, and the amount of people wearing the mask only illustrates how effective their scam is.
The full report is at band.video. We'll be right back with all.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to Batman.
All right, folks, if you don't decide to take action as citizens and warn others, these tyrants, these scientific technocrats, these medical dictators are going to take over our lives. And you can see that now. Publicly, they said 6 months ago, just 15 days, so the hospitals don't get overwhelmed, and then we'll take the lockdown off. And I'm like, no, then they say they're going to go to mask, and then contact tracing, and then inoculation to fly on an airplane or have a job. And now that's all been announced last month. People are like, how did you know? It's all Jones, he just... And there's nothing more frustrating than getting credit like I'm a psychic on all this, when it's a formula, it's a fraud, it's a lie, it's a rollout, it's a takeover. And Congress sits up there and twiddles their thumbs and asks, is there censorship going on? What in the world? There's total control. Brian Stelter, a year ago, last summer, when Facebook did their expanded ban saying you can only say bad things about Alex Jones, they said you must make a negative disparaging comment if you say his name or you will be penalized or suspended or expelled. That's a cult. In fact, hey, you don't talk about somebody, but if you say their name, it's negative. That was mainstream news said that. That was their official statement. That was a year ago. That was last August. It's been a year now. On the second phase of the banning. And then I remember Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy, who run the censorship stuff through CNN and Nexus and with Big Tech, because they're told what to say. They went, next we need to control them with their text messages. We're seeing it. He's got WhatsApp on his phone. And they went and looked through Apple and Wins and well, he doesn't have it. They were in my phone and came out on CNN the next week and said, well, we checked. He doesn't have it. They have assistants in your house listening to you. That's the power of the technocracy. Your search data, where you go, what you do. Big tech all shares it. Thousands of companies share it. And CNN isn't a media company. They're attack dogs that spy on you. And I told everybody, they're like, Jones, how are you handling this? And I said, you're next. I'm just the beta test. And now you see, it's the president. It's Laura Loomer. And this is what they do. And they create a psychological algorithm about what porn you visit, what you say to your wife while you're having sex, what she says, what you do. It's all being recorded, and they admit it's being recorded and put in a psychological database. You wouldn't tell your psychologist this stuff. You wouldn't tell your wife or husband this stuff. But you'll put something in your house that big tech admits is listening to you. That's the only difference between these home assistants and your cell phone is they have been doing it forever, but now they're just telling you. So if you don't want somebody else in the room during that banking meeting or during that prayer meeting or when you're having sex with your wife or whatever, remember, if you're not going to have the neighbor Mel at the end of your bed or on the nightstand, you know, why not just have your neighbor and their wife over and just have sex in front of them? Because you're having sex in front of all the big tech companies. And now they say, instantly when Greg Reese's video went up, it said, sorry, not allowed. You criticize the official COVID story, which is an admitted fraud. It's Swiss cheese of lies. In fact, it's not even Swiss cheese of lies. With Swiss cheese, you've got about half of its actual cheese. The rest is holes. There's nothing there. And so, oh, sorry, Gregory, sorry. You said that the virus is overblown, and you showed the New York Times and the CDC website. That's not allowed because they're not the UN. How does that just happen? And it's all over the news. They're doing it, and we just sit here and put up with it. The headline, mainstream media and science expose COVID-19 as a hoax. We need to probably change the headline. See the COVID-19 hoax video censored by YouTube. We'll repost it at the front page of InfoWars with all the information because it's a big, big deal. It needs 10 million views, folks. Our best video has 5 million views at band.video, and that's great. I pay for the bandwidth and everything else, but you pay for it supporting us. But I really want one with 10 million views. And that's up to you. And I'm not bitching at you, but man, don't you want to save the country, the future of the world, millions starving to death right now around the world? Don't you want to stop the permanent mask wearing? Don't you want to stop the forced inoculations and CNN and BBC reporting? Oh, you're going to get a digital tattoo so you can get on an airplane? They're all announcing it, and then we go, hey, that's a bad idea. Bill Gates funded that. Here's the head of MIT saying it. Oh, no, Bill Gates didn't do anything. You're fake news. That's not allowed. It's outrageous. They censor videos of Bill Gates saying they're going to do it to you 5 years ago. If I put out videos of him saying we need to kill old people, we need to kill all the babies, and they'll censor that because he shot his mouth off for years about how he wanted to depopulate us. And now people are taking him at his word. They're like, you're my doctor, but you're not a doctor. And the UN's my doctor, but doctors can't have speech in America, prestigious ones. It's not coming. It's here. We're deep inside of it now, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go over some of these articles. Why the WHO faked the pandemic. Forbes magazine 10 years ago, Michael Fumento, and it goes all over how they staged a whole fake deal with the Rockefeller Foundation and the CDC and Fauci to see how the public will respond. And what did Gates say 3 months ago on Colbert? He said, this is really just a drill. The real attack's coming from terrorists. It'll be much worse. This is a drill. This is a lockdown drill to see how you'll behave. And if you grovel and behave, they're going to release something far worse. I mean, go watch it for yourself. Probably play it 20 times. I'm not going to play it again. It's in a film we're making, but there it is on screen or TV here. Saying it's a drill. But the public, here's the key. The public is so one-dimensional now that it's just, hey, wear a mask, save people, be a hero. They don't think, well, wait, nobody's really dying from this. They're lying about it. And wait, they admit it's not going to be permanent, and it's about me submitting that I'm bad and not seeing people's faces and killing humanity and separating us from each other. And if I submit to this, it's people trained to think one-dimensional, not, well, who's behind this? Well, what's the end game? And why are they lying so much? It's just, no, I'm a hero. I've decided I'm a hero. And when I wear this mask, I'm a hero. No, you've shown yourself to be someone submitting to peer pressure and someone buying into propaganda. Here's another one. Faith in a quick test leads to epidemic that wasn't. New York Times, 13 years ago. Go read the article for yourself. Big article, how they use tests where basically, if you ever had a bacterial infection, it says you had the flu. It's the same test, folks. Again, CDC, 2019 novel coronavirus, real-time RT-PRC diagnostic panel. This is the official CDC, and it says on page 3, do not rule out bacterial infection or co-infection with other viruses, false positives. And they admit most of the tests are false. And Gates has had to admit, okay, yeah, most of the tests are false. Yeah, because they put them out. They wrote the parameters to create the maximum fear. That's why you've got, oh, tens of millions of Americans have it. Oh, yeah, but why is the death rate? Let me show you this right now. Fact check. CDC estimates COVID-19 death rate at around 0.26. But then they had to confirm it later. And here's the numbers. Here's the numbers. In Texas, it's incredibly low, ladies and gentlemen. 0.32. Oh, let's look at German. New German study finds coronavirus mortality rate at 0.37. This is from the German government. But see, we're not allowed to show you this on YouTube. I can't show you USA Today or Gateway Pundit or InfoWars because it's not the UN. Even though the UN admits that, it doesn't matter. They say you don't need one death to call it a pandemic. Like I said, it's just unbelievable. And it's just going to get worse. And now we're already 6-8 months into this. Everything locked down. People are just getting used to it. We've got an even bigger fraud I haven't gotten into yet on COVID-19. It's an exclusive to InfoWars.com. Coming up, new COVID hoax. Feds counting adults as children to boost numbers of children infected to create fear. Stay with us. Hour number 2 straight ahead.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996.